I have to be in tune. You know how I used to be in a group, and we used to do this concert thing all the time. You know how we do these things, ridiculous things. You know, monstrous stage and thousands of teeny boppers. Really funny. With huge amplifiers and great microphones all over the place. And we go running out there. And then we'd get our plug in and get everything ready, you know. And, you know, we were always out of tune, man, because the other amp was like, you know, 100 feet away. How could you possibly hear it anyway? So, you know, we got some of the things we did were... Like, you know, the guy on that side would be listening to... We had two lead guitar players, me and Steve. And Steve would generally be in tune with something, and I was in tune with something else. But it didn't really matter because we were so far apart. You know, people in the middle just heard the bass and drums. People on that side heard Steve, who was playing in a, you know, maybe a little sharp to the bass, and I was generally flat to it. So it was like listening to two different songs. But I can't, I don't know where that came. I wrote this song in Detroit about 4 years ago. This is an old song. At the White Tower restaurant. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, at the corner of Livernois and something, the Chessmate Club was there. We'd come out of the Chessmate Club and found that somebody had left with part of our car. And we had to wait for a while in this restaurant. We had to wait for almost a day. It was out of sight. Guys propositioning me and everything. 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, I wrote it out on a napkin in true folk tradition. Sounds very good. And then I went home and put it in D modal tuning, which was very hip. At the time, everything was in D modal. You know what D modal tuning is? You tune the E strings on each end down to D, leave the other ones where they are, and play as if nothing ever happened. And you get D modal. Everything sounds different because it's tuned different.